The coronavirus is now to blame for nearly 500 deaths in China, and health experts say that number is expected to rise. And as quickly as this virus is spreading globally, so is anti-China sentiment, or xenophobia. Just this week, there was a report of an attack of a woman wearing a face mask in New York City, and the Chinese embassy in Denmark has demanded an apology after a newspaper there published an image depicting the Chinese flag with a virus-like figure in place of yellow stars. To talk more about this, we're joined by Dr. Seema Yasmin, a journalist and clinical assistant professor at Stanford University. Welcome.
Thank you, Tanya.
This anti-Chinese sentiment, you've studied this kind of thing. This is not the first time we've seen societies racializing a disease, so to speak. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. We saw it during the SARS epidemic of 2002 to 2003, when the virus arrived in Toronto and people started referring to SARS as the Chinese disease. And that had very real implications for Asian people. Because of that belief, Chinese-owned businesses in Toronto saw an 80% reduction in revenue that year, and some even went out of business. And this idea of the yellow peril, as it's been known, dates back even further, and it's linked to this idea that migrants and foreign people carry disease. It's been really used to push anti-immigrant rhetoric as well. There is one example of this I think it's important to point out, which is when European colonizers came to America with diseases and weaponized infections to kill indigenous people. But otherwise, this long-standing trope of infectious migrants has been studied and it's been debunked.
You mentioned what Chinese store owners went through in Toronto. That is a financial impact. I can only imagine that there's a deep psychological toll as well on being deemed suspicious. Can you talk more about that?
The American Academy of Pediatrics released a statement actually in July of last year that said racism has a profound impact on the health of children. That's true of adults too, and that racism is by design an entirely alienating experience. It causes anxiety, depression, and anger. We're hearing of Asian doctors here in the US being rejected by patients. So these impacts, they run deep and they affect people's everyday lives.
In many ways, a lot of this xenophobia and normalization of this fear is rooted, though, in a desire people have to be safe and not get sick. How can we combat the spread of both the coronavirus and this fear of certain bodies at the same time?
I think, though, that it's actually rooted in racism and the need to continue justifying the othering of people who are not white. And I think that's why we see this very overt racism with many epidemics, whether it's SARS, Ebola, or a new coronavirus. Epidemics shed light, I think, on existing injustices every time, and they shed a light on the inadequacies of governments. So the disease might be new, but the racism that it exacerbates is not new. And what we have to do is really, really emphasize that it's not who you are, it's what you do and where you are that puts you at risk of disease. There's a real danger to fearing other people's bodies, both for those people who are othered, but also because having this nonsense belief that only certain people will get the disease actually means you're really misinformed and puts you at risk of infection. It also means you're ignoring the very real risks to your health, which, if you're American, the real risk to your health right now is flu.
Mm. That's Dr. Seema Yasmin of Stanford University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.